Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, this is Zachary.
And I'm Jay.
The host of Fear and There.
Thanks so much for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am so stinking excited that you're here. I'm so proud that you've made it to yet another episode of Your Life Matters, but also another day in your life. You woke up this morning, and whether it is a good day or a bad day, or a day in between, I want you to know that you are here right now in this moment listening to this podcast because you have purpose, you have meaning, and you have every intention in your life to set the tone for a beautiful life, a positive life, a passionate life. And you have realized by coming to this podcast that you have a place, a community, a way to learn tangible things in order to achieve that life that we're talking about. So, friends, I'm so excited you're here. First and foremost, let me just say to everyone in the Your Life Matters community, we have achieved incredible things over the last few years together. And I was speaking with my producers and I was talking with them, and some remarkable things have been happening in this podcast, but it's time to get it to the next level. And the way that we do that is by you taking this episode. So many of you did it last week, but you taking this episode and sharing it with a friend. Send it through text message. Send it and screenshot it on Instagram. Tag me and let me know that you're listening so I can share it to my story. If you have somebody that you can use a swipe up feature, do it, because this is the place, this is the way that we can spread the wealth of knowledge, the community of inclusion and belonging. And I can help that many more people, but we can help that many more people. So many of you have reached out and was like, hey, I love being able to send this to my friend, or my sister was going through a bad divorce, or hey, I've been learning how to launch my business and to just really take off, or hey, I really have the courage to reach my wildest dreams in my profession because of XYZ episode, and I want that to continue. And we are on a mission. My goal is for us to be a world-known, world-renowned podcast. I want to sit here and at the end of 2021 say we have 1 million downloads. And the way that you do that is by clicking the subscribe button, making sure you tune in every single episode, and make sure you're listening. Whether that means you listen to it while you're driving, in the shower, whatever it is, I want you to tune in. Okay. Enough about that. I appreciate you ahead of time. Tag me in your stories. I can't wait to post you on my stories. But really, truly, I want to get to the nitty-gritty of this topic.
I want to get to the nitty-gritty of how to find and refocus on the harmony within your life. Now, you're going to notice I didn't say the balance within your life, because really, truly, I read this book by Laura Ossing, and it was called Limitless. And she talked about the way that you can't have true balance in life. So when people are like, I want work-life balance, I want this, I want balance in who I am as a mom, what I do in my business work, how I am in my career, I want to find balance. There's no true balance, because you're always ebbing and flowing. There's always change, because change is the only constant. But what you're searching for, what you're pushing for, what you're going after is the sense of having harmony within all of those things. So as I was sitting there, and in the last stretches of 2020, me and my incredible team, the wonderful, remarkable humans that I mentor, were pushing for a massive goal. And we hit it. And it felt amazing. And not because of anything else other than the fact that amazing humans came together to make an impact on a lot of amazing humans to get started on their health, their fitness, and their financial freedom journey. That brought me so much joy. And then coming together as one of the only diverse teams to ever hit this goal, that lit my soul on fire. But as we were pushing and growing and fighting together, I realized I had read that book probably a year and a half previous to that moment. And I thought about the fact, as the new year was coming on, what did I want my word to be? And typically my word is, and we talked about this a couple of times, my words have been relentless, resilient, unshakable. And everything kept coming back in alignment with me for harmony. And I wanted to sit down with you guys and talk about, what does harmony mean for you? So for me, harmony meant coming back into the present moment with my kids, coming back into the present moment with my partner. And for me, the best way that I knew how to do that was taking one day a week and having a no phone. So I called it No Phone Sunday. And last Sunday was the first Sunday that I did it. And it was incredible. I thought I was going to be anxious. I thought I was going to be thinking about grabbing my phone. But really, my phone stayed in the room for most of the day. Unfortunately, my dear friend actually needed me to pick her up from the airport, and I felt like such a jerk. But I was like, hey, I'm doing no phone Sunday, and I'm just truly really being present. She's like, man, I really need to implement that. That's so awesome. Go enjoy your no phone Sunday. And I was like, yes, it gave permission to say no. I would have picked her up, right? But I gave permission in that moment by not reaching my phone automatically when somebody needed something, or being attached to, oh, I need to send this out, or oh, I need to make sure that these people are doing well, or oh, I need. No, I know what I did Monday through Saturday to prepare my people for success. I mentored them for success. They can go a day without me. Because that day, I was able to be fully present. I saw more smiles, more laughter, more joy in one day being fully present with my family, with my girls, with my fiance. And that, to me, brought me joy. I was able to be fully present in the moment to see how they interacted with each other, how they played, the new words that Bianca found. I was able to be completely engulfed in who I was as a mom and as a partner. And honestly, I was able to relax for the first time in a long time, being detached from my phone. I was able to relax. I was able to focus. I was able to just stay present in this one moment for one entire day, for 24 hours. That, to me, gave me harmony. Harmony to know that in a business full of incredible people that I work with, that I could find harmony in mentoring them throughout the week, providing them resources to be successful, and to know that everything will be okay if I become a mom, fully engulfed in the present moment with my family, and know that the entire world's not going to crumble. Because a lot of times we resist harmony because we want to maintain control. And as an Enneagram 8, if anybody knows Control Freak 101, it's me. I maintain, I thrive, and I'm consistently going after control because control reminds me that I can be in control of my goals, my dreams. But really, truly, I want you to hear this from one control freak to potentially another. You are never in control. You are never in control. You are in alignment. When things are going your way, when schedules are flowing, when things are happening, it's not because you're in control and because you're in control, things are happening for you. It's because you are aligned in your purpose, aligned in your meaning, aligned in your passion, and it's consistent with what you are supposed to be doing. You're not a control freak. You're not just magically making everything happen because you have a planner that you spent $1 billion on. I'm being dramatic, obviously. But you are in harmony with what your purpose is here on Earth. And that's why things are flowing. That's why things are going the way that it should for you. But what happens the moment you have a hiccup, the moment you endure something that, oh, no, this didn't go as planned, you think that it's because you're losing control and you're trying to scramble to maintain control. And oftentimes you're like, man, I need to find a work-life balance. I need to get this back in order. It's not that it was ever out of balance. You need to understand you were never truly in control. You're in alignment. And when you want to search for balance, really, it's searching for harmony. And what do I mean by that? When you are in this place where you're going and you're going and all of a sudden a hiccup comes up, you're late on a project, you forget about an assignment, your boss did something to frustrate you, your partner snapped at you and it made you feel a certain way, your kids aren't listening, you're annoyed easily by X, Y, and Z, you start to feel like you need a sense of control. Therefore, you say, I want to find balance. I want to be a good mom, a partner, a career person, a business owner. But really, the true thing is, how can you find harmony even in the midst of the mud? How can you tread water and still focus on finding harmony in that? Life is hard. It's meant to be. It's not meant to be easy. So if you're searching for control, life to be easy, and to find balance, you're looking in all the wrong places. Life is going to be hard. You just have to figure out how to navigate it. You're never in control. Life is constantly changing, but you can search and find harmony within the control that you're trying to seek, within the mud that you're trying to get through. We all heard that saying, you know, when you're in a bad situation, you're like, oh, you're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. No, really? You're just in the mud and you need to figure out how to tread the water to get through to where you need to go. And finding harmony in that. So when you're in that place and your kids are driving you crazy, your spouse is snapping at you, there's a lot going on, how can you recenter yourself? And here's how, my best tips to help you. Take a deep breath and write down the things that you have to do and write down the things you would like to do and focus on the have to. Because there are only 24 hours in a day, and you will be okay if you don't get to everything. And then after you take a deep breath, after you write down your have to and would like to, write down a list of 5 things that bring you joy. And I'm saying it that way versus a gratitude list, because oftentimes you can say, I'm grateful for waking up today. I'm grateful for breath today. I'm grateful for, you know, seeing my kids' smiling faces. But you can also say, seeing Bianca's smile brings me joy. Hearing Alicia smile and laugh and giggle brings me joy. Sitting next to Lee, not talking but completely present in a room, just watching a movie, brings me joy. Getting to work without Bianca screaming her head off in the car brings me joy. Her allowing me to listen to a podcast while I'm driving brings me joy. Spending moments in the morning at 4 a.m. when no one's awake brings me joy. Sleeping in on Sunday morning brings me joy. A cup of coffee on a Saturday morning, watching the sunrise because the girls don't know how to sleep in to save their life, brings me joy. You see where I'm going with that? There's gratitude, absolutely, but what things bring you joy? And then once you have gotten your breath, written down your have to and would like to, and then you wrote down your five things that bring you joy, I'm going to ask you to think about all of the roles you have and the purpose behind what you're doing. I'm a doc NP because I love healing tiny humans. I find passion in understanding medicine and pathophysiology to heal those tiny humans. And I love seeing the result on a parent's face after I've helped them with their tiny human. And I love challenging myself to use that part of my brain that other people don't use or have. As a business owner, I love surrounding myself with incredible humans and mentoring them to believe that they can achieve anything in this life, to help them earn 6 and 7 figures, to truly be debt-free and financially free, to not have to struggle or think about having to struggle or worry ever, and bringing a group of incredibly remarkable, diverse humans together to be on track with their health, nutrition, and financial freedom. As a mom, I want to raise 2 strong African-American children to believe that they are worthy no matter the color of their skin and to love everyone. And I am on a mission to teach my babies to love your babies no matter what. My role as a partner is to be loving and caring. I'm an 8, she's a 9, trying to figure out a balance and diving into the understanding of each other and how we each work. My role in this life is to be a God-fearing woman who believes that they can do anything that God has placed into my heart, and that I, on December 17th of 2015, had a decision to make to choose life once again, and he gave me a second chance, and I will not waste that second chance. Write down your roles and write down the passion. I have chills and goosebumps talking about the passions I have in each of my roles, but you now need to have that passion. You now need to have that purpose. And when you have the purpose in your roles, it's easier to find harmony. Because, guys, if you have passion as being a doc NP, how can you be upset on the passion of being a mom because your kid is bothering you and wants to spend time with you and wants to see you after work, and you're frustrated because you just got home? Finding harmony. I love being a doc MP. I love being a mom. When I get home, pull into that driveway, I put off that doc MP hat, and now I am a present mom, and I find harmony in the roles that I have. I find harmony in taking time away from my business and the world and the needs of other people and spending one day truly engulfed in my family. Harmony is where you're going to find happiness. Guys, I did one Sunday of no phone Sunday, and I have more passion, more drive, more purpose in all of my roles than ever before. Because I was unplugged. I had time to reflect. Bianca still takes naps. And in that nap, I didn't get on my phone. I spent time reading. Right now, me and my crew are reading Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty and rereading that and talking about reflection and fear and the true desires that we have around fear and what holds us back. Those are the things that I got to do. I got to see Lee sleep and hang out with her. And then we watched a movie together. The girls woke up and I watched a movie. Those were things that I got to really, truly be a part of because I decided to have harmony within all of my roles. So guys, I hope that gives you a plan. I hope that gives you hope and knowledge to know that it is okay to unplug in the midst of grind and hustle, that it is okay to take a step back and reflect for a day and know that the life, the world, the circle that you engulf yourself with will not fall apart because you aren't present for 24 hours. Find harmony in the things that you do. Find passion in the roles that you carry and love deeply in all that you do. If you do that, if you take a deep breath, figure out what you have to do and what you would like to do, write down 5 things that bring you joy, and then write down the roles that you carry and the passions you have attached to them, and search for harmony, not control, and not balance. If you do that, I promise you, your life will change. I promise you, your dreams will seem bigger, the hustle will seem greater, and the passion will seem deeper, and you will come out being that much better. Sweet, amazing friends, I love you with all of my heart. I want you to know how beautiful you are and that you can truly achieve anything you want in this life. I love you and I want you to have a fantastic day. Please remember, leave a rating, leave a review, message me and tell me what this episode did for you, how it spoke to you, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook, and know that above all, that your life matters.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message and that their story really does matter. And that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com. With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.